Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News Team. And here's a list of a few items that would not exist if the Republicans and the 1% and the bosses had their way. There wouldn't be a 40-hour work week. There wouldn't be any weekends at all. We wouldn't have any vacations. Women wouldn't be able to vote. The Civil Rights Voting Act of 1964 would not have been passed. The right of people of all colors to use schools and facilities, public schools themselves, child labor laws, the right to unionize, health care benefits, national parks, national forests, interstate highways, the GI Bill, workers' rights, labor laws, the direct election of senators by the people, occupational safety and health rules, Social Security, NASA, the Internet, National Weather Service, product labeling, truth in advertising, rural electrification, electricity in like Tennessee wouldn't exist if it wasn't for liberal thinking that says that everything should be shared by everyone. Because according to the right and the conservatives, only the wealthy or only the people who can afford it should be able to have any benefits at all. How about insurance for your bank? Financial insurance. How about a Clean Air Act? How about the Clean Water Act? How about public libraries? How about the Hoover Dam? How about the Federal Reserve? How about Medicare? How about the FBI or the CIA? How about local and state police departments? How about fire departments? How about veterans' medical care? How about federal housing? How about extending voting rights to 18-year-olds? How about the freedom of speech? How about the freedom of the press? The right to organize and protest? You see, in this country, if there weren't people who looked out for these things, we wouldn't have them. This past week, we saw Scott Walker not get recalled, and he's been trying to do union busting in Wisconsin. And he's been pretty successful. As soon as he won and the recall was done, the first thing he did was turn around and sign legislation so that gay people cannot be considered family members in hospital visits. This is the first thing that he turns around and does. There is this evil mindset that I call conservative thinking, which is fascist because it thinks that people are completely disposable and it thinks that only the moneyed powers have the right to do anything. But if you agree with that, you're living in the wrong country. And that's why I regard Republicans, especially this branch of Tea Party, teabagging Republicans, to be the worst scum I've seen in my lifetime. They hate freedom. They hate the idea of this country. They want to reshape this country back into their idea of what this country should be, which is somewhere around between 1945 and 1955 on the time scale. Because the country was actually doing well after World War II, and industrial policies were good, and there did seem to be plenty of room for individuals to stretch out, but the bosses ran everything, okay? There were no such things as gay people. Women were in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant, and black people didn't even have the right to vote in a lot of places down south. In the 50s and 60s and 70s, we had a manufacturing economy in this country, and that was pretty good. Because in those days, the bosses made about 60 times what the worker made in a factory. And that was pretty good. And taxes were high. And everybody did well. Because that was the so-called New Deal of Roosevelt. That if one person does well, then we all do well. But the Republicans and the conservatives, the neocons, did not like that. They didn't like the idea of the worker telling the boss what he should get paid or what kind of health coverage they should have. To right-wingers, fairness is unfair. The bosses wanted to run everything. So slowly through the 70s, we began to see a repeal of these ideas. And when Reagan came into office in 1980, the man that I consider to be the worst president that's ever been in the history of this country, and of course, he is loved, he's the beloved man of this Republican Party. Reagan came in and stomped on the direction this country had been moving in. He turned tide on this country and turned us into this partisan bloc hatred that we have experienced for the last 30 years. So now I'm going to read for you Harper's Weekly Review. This was posted on June 12th, 2012 by Justin Stone, and this concerns the news of the previous week. We're in the, you know, summer season, June, July, August, so there isn't a tremendous amount of new news that's that interesting, but a kinkajou. After denying for weeks that it would request an aid package from other Eurozone nations, Spain accepted a $125 billion bailout in order to recapitalize its insolvent banks and stabilize its financial markets in advance of what are expected to be tumultuous Greek elections. "Nobody pressured me," said Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. "I was the one who pressured to get credit." The spokesman for Greece's far-right Golden Dawn Party assaulted two liberal female politicians during a live broadcast of a morning talk show, and U.S. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, accused the Obama administration of disclosing for political gain classified information about a successful cyber attack on Iran's nuclear program and about initiatives to target terrorists for assassination by drone. "They're intentionally leaking information to enhance President Obama's image as a tough guy for the elections," lied McCain, who knows better than this. Obama called such claims offensive and wrong, and Attorney General Eric Holder appointed two U.S. attorneys to lead criminal investigations into the leaks. What do you bet they won't find anything? Abu Yahya al-Libi, al-Qaeda's second-in-command, was killed by a drone strike in Pakistan. Oh, the drone strikes are working, huh? And Canadian officials put to death a black bear that had eaten the decomposing remains of a convicted murderer. Huh? Does that mean that they sicked the bear on the murderer in prison? That's the death penalty? You get eaten by a bear? What? Archaeologists uncovered two medieval skeletons impaled by vampire-hunting villagers in Bulgaria. The world's oldest fishing implements in the Baltic Sea. And the one-time home of Shakespeare's players, the Curtin Theatre in London. Chipping Campden, England, hosted the British Shin-Kicking Championship. "I get quite annoyed," said event judge James Wiseman, "when people think that shin-kicking is quite literally two guys facing each other and kicking each other as hard as possible in the shins." Well, what is it then? Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Republican, whose anti-union policies led more than 900,000 people to sign a petition for his recall, became the first governor in U.S. history to survive a recall election, winning 53% of the vote over Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Now, let's be clear on this. The reason that he won is because he outspent the Democrats 10-1, and yet he only got 3% more of the vote. Think about that. The Republican super PACs put millions and millions of dollars into the state so he could continually run ads. And the ads apparently do affect the people who haven't made up their mind yet. When you're told over and 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 over again how unfair this is, eventually you kind of think, oh, that must be unfair. I'm going to vote for this guy. After all, he won the election. I wonder about that, too. After all, we're talking about Wisconsin, you know, the cheese state. At the same time, I'm hearing out here in California last week, One of the measures that was on our local election had to do with the state raising the cost of cigarettes another dollar for tax purposes. The cigarette companies put money into the anti-Prop 29 campaign, and the anti-29 campaign passed, meaning that we are not adding this $1 further tax to cigarettes. Now, I no longer smoke cigarettes, but I smoked for many years. But I was still opposed to this because the majority of people who smoke cigarettes are poor people. You don't find that many rich people smoking cigarettes, but you do find a lot of poor people smoking cigarettes. So this sin tax would have just been another hole in the pockets of poor people. And there's already enough being taken from poor people. Now, they were thinking cigarette prices go up, then less people will smoke. Well, maybe, but I don't think that the dollar per pack that they wanted to add, they were saying, look, we can do more cancer research. And do what? They're not going to cure cancer. No matter how much they talk about it, they're not going to cure cancer, nor are they going to come up with some little pill that you take and people stop smoking. It's not going to happen. Instead, this was a sin tax. It was a punishment for people who smoke cigarettes. That's what it was. So I'm glad it didn't pass. But now we're getting the complaints that the reason that it didn't pass is because the cigarette companies had more money and they could put so much money into it. Well, maybe they're right. Anyway, bringing our state together, said Scott Walker after his victory, will take some time. There's just no doubt about it. In response to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's proposal to ban soft drink servings of more than 16 ounces, and he's talking about in schools and in some restaurants and things, though apparently you would still be able to go into a 7-Eleven and get a Big Gulp. I don't think that they would change that. A consumer advocacy group placed an advertisement in the New York Times that portrayed the mayor as a nanny. Would I wear a dress like that? Asked Bloomberg. No, it was one of the more unflattering dresses. The Japanese Atomic Energy Agency removed a public awareness website comparing radioactive material with an angry woman. And some 50 Egyptian women demonstrating against sexual harassment in Cairo's Tahrir Square were chased down, groped, and beaten by hundreds of men. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control found that in recent years, two New York City newborns have died, and at least two others have suffered brain damage from herpes contracted following their participation in an Orthodox Jewish ritual in which a moil sucks blood from a freshly circumcised penis. There is no safe way to perform oral suction on any open wound in a newborn, said the city's health commissioner. Swiss scientists concluded that, on average, people are 13.8% more likely to die on their birthdays than on any other day of the year. There are two camps. One is the camp that suggests you eat too much and you're getting on a bit and that causes you to die, said psychologist Richard Wiseman. The other is a placebo effect. You kept yourself going until your birthday. You think, that's it. I've had enough. I'm out of here. And speaking of out of here, writer Ray Bradbury died at 91. And the Queen's English Society, which was founded in 1972 to promote proper grammar and punctuation, announced that it would disband because of declining membership. People don't want to join societies like they used to, said the group's chairwoman. Researchers determined that the personality of a Gouldian finch can be discerned from the color of its head, that virgin male moths intent on pursuing attractive females fly prematurely, and that Bieber fever is more infectious than measles. And it has nothing to do with Justin. A truck accident spilled thousands of gallons of pancake syrup beneath Kentucky's Buttermilk Pike. And Georgia transportation officials were reviewing an application by the Ku Klux Klan to adopt 1 mile of a Union County highway. "We just want to clean up the doggone road," said the realm's exalted cyclops, Harley Hansen. "We're not going out there in robes." I say, fine. A Canadian mother removed her 13-year-old son from school after its staff allowed him and another student to be tricked into eating moose droppings that a chaperone claimed were chocolate-covered almonds. "You have braces in your teeth, and you cannot get excrement out of your teeth because of what the principal did to you," said anti-bullying expert Rosalind Wiseman. "That is not a practical joke." Oh, I wish the news were a practical joke today. Anyway, that's it for this week on the Weekly News and Review. You know, maybe there'll be another one next week. Listen to my music show, The Chill Room, Friday nights at 11 here on killradio.org. Thanks for listening.